An inmate at the Washington State Department of Corrections is receiving new breakthrough drugs that can cure hepatitis C in most people. The new drugs may be revolutionary, but they also come with an eye-popping price tag that is straining the DOC's budget. Here's KUOW reporter Patricia Murphy.
4 years ago, annual drug costs to treat hepatitis C in Washington state prisons were around $843,000. By March of this year, the department had already spent $1.2 million to treat about 70 inmates.
Hepatitis C treatment has always been relatively expensive. That has just gotten increasingly so as we have gotten more effective treatment regimens.
Dr. Lara Strick is the Department of Corrections Infectious Disease Coordinator. The department recently spent nearly $143,000 to purchase new hepatitis drugs, Sovaldi and Alicio, for one inmate. Studies say patients who take the new drugs have a 90% chance of getting rid of the virus, and they're easy to take by mouth. Older drug combinations used to treat hepatitis C need to be injected weekly, sometimes for nearly a year. Strick says the older drug's effectiveness at clearing the virus is only about 50%, depending on the patient. They also cause intense side effects, like depression.
Up until recently, this has been a really rigorous, difficult regimen with a lot of side effects that required a lot of monitoring and a very large workload for the nurses and medical practitioners. I think that's changing now.
Some patient advocates say in the long run, the new drugs will be cheaper because for some patients, Hep C can lead to cirrhosis or liver cancer, both of which are expensive to treat. But still, at about $1,000 a pill, deciding just who will receive the new drug combination is complicated. The DOC's Assistant Secretary of Health Services, Kevin Bovenkamp, says that's up to a committee of health care providers who meet twice a month.
They're taking a very conservative approach, as far as I can tell. I believe they looked at 9 or 10 cases recently, and none of them were approved for the use of the new drugs.
In order to get the new drugs in Washington prisons, patients need to be at high risk of developing serious liver disease. Hepatitis C is highly contagious. People can have it for decades and not know because they don't show symptoms. Inmates are offered testing on the way into prison, but once inside, transmission can occur in the shadows.
The problem in prison is that most of the behaviors that result in potential exposure, like drug use, tattooing, and sex, are not allowed in prison. And so therefore, it is very difficult for medical to necessarily always intervene because we don't always know about those behaviors.
Inmates can request to be tested, but the DOC doesn't track how many inmates contract Hep C while in prison. More than 2,600 inmates housed at the Department of Corrections are living with the virus. Enter the Hepatitis Education Project's Rich Pfeffer. On a foggy morning at the Washington Correction Center in Shelton, about 50 inmates shuffle into the dining hall and sit down quietly. In the front of the room, Pfeffer is getting his slideshow ready. He works for a Seattle nonprofit that's been doing hepatitis education and prevention work since the mid-90s. They've been in prisons for about 10 years. After a short introduction, Pfeffer cuts right to the chase.
So do you guys know how many people out of 100 in the United States have Hep C total?
Guesses trickle in.
85 is pretty high. It's actually about 2 out of 100. So 2% of the population has Hep C. Do you guys know what percentage of the prison population has Hep C?
About 17%, Pfeffer says. By some estimates, it's much higher.
So if you're in here, you want to know how to protect yourself if you don't have it. You want to know how to take care of yourself if you do have it.
If you think you've been exposed to the virus, ask to get tested, he tells them. And if you have Hep C, he tells them to be proactive about seeking treatment. The hope is that in the future, more new Hep C drugs will enter the market, and that may lower the price. The DOC is also looking into the possibility of getting a drug discount from the manufacturer. But for now, the DOC's Kevin Bovenkamp says the cost of the cure is problematic. The DOC is ready to purchase the new drugs for a second inmate, and a third inmate is nearly approved.
We will probably be asking for some financial increases around hepatitis C. That budget has been overspent the last year or two, even with the older version of the drugs.
Any increase to the DOC's budget will have to be approved by the legislature. It's tough, Bovenkamp says. The department has a constitutional mandate to provide medically appropriate care.
You know, I think it's too early to predict what the financial ramifications could be and what other programs it might impact if money has to be drawn over to pay for these drugs.
And Bovenkamp adds that the financial ramifications of not providing care can be just as costly. A sex offender being housed at the Special Commitment Center on McNeil Island is currently suing the Department of Social and Health Services, which runs the facility. He's alleging he's been denied access to the new Hep C drugs. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.